is our returning champion, Skip Jordan, from Marina Del Rey, California. Stand by to see Skip play for a travel trailer valued at $16,016. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Nissan 300ZX valued at $24,408 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century, and let us welcome back our champion. He's been with us for a while, Skip Jordan. Hello, Skip.
Hi, Jim. Good to be back.
You have been with us for a while, but I wasn't sure if you were going to be with us this time. That last show, you won it in a tiebreaker, $5.
A test of heart.
That was tough, but you still decided that you would take the risk and try for bigger and better things. Well, here's where you stand. You've got $400 in your bank account, so a win with $45 more. That's all you need. Another $45 in the win, and you can have that trailer worth over $16,000, and I know you've been eyeing that.
That's the one.
Yes, you are a hunter, fisherman type and all. Well, I can only wish you good luck.
Thank you. We'll
have a couple of nice people coming out to try to stop Skip from doing it, and Summer Bartholomew will introduce them. Oh, yes, I love that red top. That's...
Again.
Who did you bring us?
Our first contestant works in a singing, speaking, and acting company from Los Angeles, California. Say hello to Pat Loeb.
Hello there, Pat.
Our second contestant is planning a rocky honeymoon from Tucson, Arizona. Give a warm welcome to Blaine Liddell, Jr.
Hello there, Blaine. And we'll see you later with some bargain summer. Blaine, you're planning a rocky honeymoon. What does that mean?
Well, that means I'm planning to backpack around Europe, and I am not a hiker, so I hope I live through this experience.
Your wife is talking you into this?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you do too, Blaine. Nice to have you with us. You got to report back and tell us how you did.
Okay, I sure will.
Good luck here. Nice to have you here. And Pat, I think Summer said singing, but it's also you do signing as well as speaking and acting, yes?
Yes. I was fortunate enough to be working with a company of deaf and hearing actors, and one of the nice benefits was I did the voiceover for a cable news signed show, so the person on camera was signing, and I was in the little circle off camera talking.
Oh, well, that's terrific. That's a nice thing to learn how to do, too. That's nice. And more communicate with more people. That's very good. Nice to have you here, Pat. Good luck to all three of you. We start all of you off with $20, and we'll start you off with this question. Rodney Dangerfield played a slovenly fellow who stood to inherit a fortune if he could control his bad habits for... Pat?
Easy Money.
And for 1 year, what was the film? Easy Money is exactly what it is. You get $5 for the correct answer. Pat goes to $25. According to the adage, to the victor belongs... Skip.
Spoils.
Spoils is right, as the champion just beats Blaine to the buzzer, and he gets $5 for a correct answer to $25. How many time zones are there in the 48? Skip?
Three.
No. Four. In the 48 contiguous states, Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific, there are four time zones, and you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, going back down to 20. In what harbor has the battleship USS Arizona? Skip?
Pearl Harbor.
That's right, since 1941, and you get your $5 right back. That champion is quick. It can be sweet, or it can be hard. Either way, it's a tasty type of apple juice. Blaine?
Cider.
Cider is right, and Blaine gets $5 to 25. Well, that sets up an interesting situation, because it is time now for an instant bargain. The player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. The players never know when it's going to come up. But right now, players, we've got a tie. Now, only one of you can have this instant bargain. So when you hear the low sale of the century price, the first one of you to hit your buzzer gets this.
One of you can take a ride on the healthy side with this Great Home Exercycle. It provides a workout you can live with, featuring cardio tester and pulse meter, so helpful for good training. Even measures energy employed in pedaling. From Abercrombie & Fitch, this exerciser is normally priced at $449. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Just $5? Oh. I don't see any of you hitting the buzzer. This lady was 300 pounds when she got on this. Now look what it did for her.
I was 300 pounds.
Fantastic
when I got
job.
Here.
$449 for I'd love for one of you to $4. $3. $2. $2. Pat will buy it. Enjoy that exerciser. $449 worth. It cost you just $2. We knocked that off your score down to 23. Ample time to pick that up, but of course that's. What?
I hope so.
Well, you got something now, though, right? That's the big thing to start with. Now let's see what happens from here. Name the comedian who was proprietor of the junkyard on television.
Sanford.
What?
Sanford.
I must check with our judge. More information, please.
Fred Sanford.
No, I'm sorry. I asked for the comedian. We gave you the chance on Sanford and Son. It's Red Fox, the comedian. He's the one who played Sanford and Son, the comedian who was the proprietor of the junkyard. We gave you the opportunity to give us both. You couldn't do it. Sorry about that, Skip. You lose $5. On August 9, 1974, this president resigned. Blaine.
Richard Nixon.
Nixon it is, and Blaine goes to $30, and he goes into the lead. In American literature, what title character loved Minnehaha? Skip.
Hiawatha.
Hiawatha's exact. I think you just beat the buzzer. Yes, you did. You got another five. Hiawatha, you go to 25. Yes. There's a signal for the Fame Game. We play for a pick of the Fame Game board. Not for dollars now, but of course you could find some money cards up there. Looking for a famous animal. Buzz in when you know the identity. Famous animal. I am a star of television and films, a children's favorite since 1943. I first appeared in a novel by Eric Knight. Made my screen debut in a hit film with my name in the title. Skip.
Black Beauty.
No dollar value, but out of the rest of the question, you stay at 25. Clear the board. Continue for Blaine and Pat. While my character's supposed to be female, I've always been played by males. Pat.
Lassie.
Lassie is right, yes. I think it was Lassie Come Home is the title, the first one. Well, Pat, nine numbers, a lot of interesting things, and you've got a pick of the board.
Seven.
And behind number seven, we have $5.
Here's a money card. A $5 money card gets added to Pat's score, and she goes to $28, and the champion is trailing. Interesting, talking about Lassie. One review about a Lassie movie, Lassie was called Greer Garson in Furs. I'm not sure who was insulted with that one. We'll be right back. Well, looking at the score, just one question separates all three players. Blaine at 30, Pat at 28, Skip the champion trailing at 25. Back with this. In the middle of the 19th century, a blight on this vegetable caused catastrophic. Blaine.
Potatoes.
Problems in Ireland. What vegetable is it? You are right. It is the potato, and Blaine goes to 35. Name the musical superstar and legend who wrote and recorded these words. Imagine all the people. Blaine.
John Lennon.
Living life in peace. Yes, indeed. What a wonderful thought. John Lennon it is, and Blaine goes to 40. Name Shakespeare's play, which contains the warning, beware the Ides of March. Pat.
That was Julius Caesar.
That was, you were taking a moment to think about it. You're right, yes, it was Julius Caesar. The judge wasn't going to wait with the buzzer, but you got it.
If I didn't know that, I was in trouble.
Julius Caesar it is, you go up to 33. To someone in Mexico, what are the Estados Unidos? Skip.
United States.
United States it is, champion beats everyone on the buzzer. He goes to 30, keeping it close. But this time with an instant bargain, Blaine, you've got the lead all to yourself. You've got the opportunity to buy this.
Blaine, you'll light up when you see these elegant silver candlesticks. Made in England in the mid-19th century, these beautiful fluted candlesticks are in the tradition of old Victorian England from David Orgel. It's normally priced at $750, and today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $10.
Just $10, Blaine.
Excellent deal.
You're getting married?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they be nice on the table when you get... If you survive the backpacking honeymoon, Blaine,
yeah,
you deserve nice, classy dinners with beautiful candlesticks. Are you interested in them? You like that? $750 worth.
I'm very tempted, but I have two good players sitting next to me.
They are. So, well, yeah. if you bought them for $10, you'd be in a tie with Skip, but I'll let you stay in the lead. I'll knock a dollar off the price. Could be the difference in the game. $1. I'll sell the $750 worth of candlesticks for $9. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Blaine, the sale surprise, a bonus went with it. Had you bought, you would have also gotten $600 in cash to go with it. Oh, that was the time to buy. Hang on to that. Sorry about that, but of course, you've got to play it the way you want, and you're hanging on to the lead. $10 lead over the champion. Back with this. Name the cuddly bear-like animal which feeds on eucalyptus leaves. Skip.
Koala.
A koala bell comes from Australia. You are right. Skip goes to 35 in second place. The portrait of which of our presidents appears on the dime? Blaine.
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt is right. Blaine goes to 45. Nicely solved. Now listen carefully. Theoretically, you are standing on the only spot on Earth where you are facing south, no matter where you turn. Skip.
The North Pole.
North Pole is exactly what it is. Yes, nicely solved. And Skip goes to 40 within $5 of Blaine. Many Western and Muslim nations boycotted the 1980
Moscow Olympics.
More information, please.
In Russia, in The United States.
I'm sorry, but I was going to ask you, because the Moscow Olympics, indeed,
because of Russia's Afghanistan
is what I wanted. Yes, we gave you the opportunity, couldn't quite come through with it. Cost you five. So, whoops,
yep.
She says, sorry about that. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. In 1984, the World Bank predicted that by the year 2050, there would be 10 billion of these on Earth. Skip.
People.
People, that is right. Yes, and Skip ties Blaine at 45. Can you imagine that? That will doubling the population in 65 years. It's funny, I didn't think drive-in theaters were that popular anymore. We'll do it right back. Don't go away. Just like on our last show, the champion is involved in a dogfight. Skip and Blaine both at $45. Pat not out of it at 28. Time for the fame game once again. Pat found a $5 money card up there before. There was a 10 before. We've added a 15. Two money cards up there someplace. A famous person. When I was born in Connecticut in 1903, I was given the middle name McLean. I attended Yale, received my medical degree at Columbia University. In 1946, I wrote a book that has been translated into more than 25 languages. In the 1960s, I was convicted of conspiring to counsel young men to avoid the draft. Skip!
Dr. Spock.
Dr. Spock is exactly who it is. And Skip gets that ticket aboard. You're in a tie right now. One of those money cards would give you a good lead.
Six is talking to me.
And behind number six, we have lamps. Quoizel's Thomas Jefferson collection of lamps. Weathered bronze fixtures with hand-blown glass on authentic colonial design in the rich tradition of American craftsmen, furnished by Quoizel.
This was lighting up for you there.
Yeah, it was. But still nice.
Nice. That's $595 worth of lamps, as a matter of fact. Those are yours to keep. Yeah. But, of course, the $10 and $15 money cards stay there. We'll have a third and final crack of the fame game. There'll be a $25 money card up there as well with that third and final crack at it. Back with us with all three of you. In 1984, he found time to write a number one selling autobiography, even though he's the president of Chrysler Corporation. Skip.
Iacocca.
Iacocca, Lee Iacocca it is. And Skip goes into the lead by five. When a politician appoints members of his own family to high office. Blaine?
Nepotism.
Nepotism is exactly what it is. Yes, indeed. And Blaine again ties Skip at 50. In Dustin Hoffman's first major film role, he played a young man who has an affair, Pat?
The Graduate.
With Mrs. Robinson in The Graduate, you are right. Pat gets back over the $30 mark at 33. Yeah. Instant bargain. Blaine and Skip, you are in a tie. Only one of you can have it. Think about that and think about this.
It's the picture of fashion. These beautiful his and hers leather jackets. As comfortable as they are luxurious. Soft leather fashioned into a classic look with fine detailing. Furnished by M. Julian. It's normally priced at $875. And today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $13.
They are very nice. Beautiful fashions. $875 worth. You're in a tie. Blaine and Skip, $13. I'll tell you what. It might be the difference in the game. You never know. If you buy, it might cost you. Well, I will knock $3 off and sell it for $10. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Back to a tie match and Pat close behind right after this. Our champion, Skip Jordan, has enough money for that trailer that he's been eyeing, but he must win. And right now, he's in a tie with Blaine at 50, with Pat close behind at 33. In the Bible, what two cities were destroyed by... Blaine?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
By fire and brimstone, you are right. Sodom and Gomorrah it is, and Blaine goes into the lead by five. Yes. It's a ridge of high ground that separates eastward flowing from westward flowing rivers. Blaine?
The Continental Divide.
That's exactly what it's called. It is two in a row for the challenger who now goes into a $10 lead. What famous writer was born in the lovely village of Stratford-upon-Avon? Skip.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare is right. Champion is heard from, and he now trails Blaine by $5. $10, $15, and $25 money cards up on the board. Three money cards, seven numbers. Famous person. I am a composer born in Germany in 1813. I believed the theater should be the center of a community's culture, and I fundamentally changed European musical and literary life. I conducted operas in several Europe. Blaine, taking a chance.
Wagner?
That's right! Richard Wagner. Wagner it is!
Yeah.
Wow, with very little information, Blaine gets control of the board, and now can he take advantage of it?
I'm going to go for lucky number two.
And behind number two, we have $400 or pick again.
Now, you can put $400 in cash into your pocket, or you can pass on that to pick another number with six numbers left. Three of them have money cards. Tough decision. What are you going to do?
I'm going to stick with the $400.
He's got the lead. He's going to take the money and put it in his pocket. For our friends at home playing along, where were those money cards?
Behind the number five, the number one, and the number nine.
Lane is confident, I think, that he has enough of the lead. It is a slender lead. We finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Lane in the lead at 60. Skip, who must win for that beautiful trailer, trails by 5 at 55. Pat not out of it at 33 because a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. In the 17th century, what nation was ruled by William and Mary? Skip. France. Wrong. Which Oscar-winning actress starred in Barbarella, Cat Ballou? Pat.
Jane Fonda.
Right. What musical instrument has 88 keys? Skip.
Piano.
Right. Name the sport in which you might snowplow. Chaussure. Skip.
Ski.
Right. Of what material is an elephant's tusk? Skip.
Ivory.
Right. Name the state that's called the Land of Lincoln. Lane.
Illinois.
Right. What is the first name of John F. Kennedy's mother? Pat.
Time.
What kind of animal is a Pomeranian? Skip.
Dog.
Right. Which Hitchcock thriller contains the famous shower scene? Skip.
Psycho.
Right. In what state is the atomic test site at Alamogordo? Lane.
New Mexico.
Right. In which of our wars did General George Meade command the army? Skip.
Civil.
Time. What Russian leader made the chilling statement, "We will bury you"? Skip.
Khrushchev.
Right. We attribute the quote, "An army travels on its stomach," to what? Skip.
To Hooker.
Wrong. Name the author of the classic novel Moby Dick. Time is up. We've got a tie. We have a tie. Oh. Pat, for the second day in a row, we've got a tie. Pat, you are out of it. You cannot answer. Blaine and Skip, it is between the two of you. Remember, if you buzz and answer incorrectly, you lose $5 and you would lose. Answer correctly and you win. For Blaine and Skip, the tiebreaker. Name the French artist who created a seated sculpture called the Thinker. Skip.
Rodin.
Rodin is right. Skip has done it again. Hitting the tiebreaker to win. Wow. Back with the champion in just a moment. An army travels on its stomach is attributed to what French general? Napoleon Bonaparte. George Meade commanded the Army of the Potomac in the Civil War. And John F. Kennedy's mother's name is Rose. William and Mary, not France, the other one, England. Got to say goodbye to Blaine and Pat, but I am delighted that neither of you are going home empty-handed. Blaine, you've got the $400 in cash. Ironically, had you picked again, maybe found another money card, you might have been the champion. But nonetheless, you've got to look at it on the bright side. You've got $470 in cash. Good luck with your upcoming wedding.
Thank you
for joining us. Pat, you got the exercise and the cash in front of you, so you're over $450. Well over it, as a matter of fact, in cash and prizes. Thank you. But Skip Jordan with a tiebreaker for the second show in a row. Go shopping with me. Come on back here, Skip. Well, you did it again. Oh, you couldn't keep it any closer than that. You've got $475 now. I know you've been eyeing this. You have enough money to say yes and buy this.
Get hitched to this exciting travel trailer designed for family fun and relaxation. Includes roof air conditioner and sofa bed for your comfort. Furnished by Fleetwood Enterprises. This fabulous trailer, normally priced at $16,016, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
That's $445. Great trailer. I know you like it. All fishermen out in the outdoors. You've got $475, so easily you can afford that. However, I must tempt you a little bit, Skip. $475. If you want to go through this again, maybe a third straight tiebreaker, do you know that you are just $55 and another win away from this?
For the tops in driving pleasure, enjoy the Nissan 300CX, a sporty convertible conversion featuring 5-speed transmission, luxurious interior, and AM/FM stereo. This great car, normally priced at $24,408, yours on sale of the century for only $530.
Well, that's the next thing up the line. It is beautiful. Now, if you can't make up your mind between the two of them, and certainly you've seen some other things. Trip to Tahiti was great. I must tell you this. Get to $640, you'll have every prize on the stage if you'd like. And if you get to $750, you would get every prize on the stage plus this.
A cash jackpot of $55,000.
If you get to $750, you would have a grand total then of $121,464 in cash and prizes. But right now, the trailer or take the risk that you can do it again. Think about it. We'll get your decision in a moment. Skip Jordan, you've had to survive two tiebreakers, two shows in a row to stand here.
Are you going to try to do it a third time? You've got $475, very easily it buys you that beautiful trailer. You could take that and leave us. Or put the $475 in the bank, taking the risk that you can do it again with another $55. If you got to $530, you could have that beautiful automobile. I know you've been thinking about it, and I know you've been agonizing. You like the trailer. Your wife has been wanting a car. What's the decision going to be?
Well, you know who the decision is going to be. She wins. It's going for the car.
You're going to go for the car. So he's going to take the risk one more time. We'll put $475 in the bank. If he does it again, he could have that car. There'll be another $1,000 in the cash jackpot and two new challenges to try to stop him next time on Sale of the Century.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.